I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovrig has reunited with his wife and sister at a Toronto airport after being freed from more than 1,000 days in jail in an exchange deal that freed him and another Canadian, Michael Spaber, after Canada freed Huawei company executive Meng Wanzhou late Friday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau greeted Spaber and Kovrig at Calgary's airport early Saturday. The two Canadians were released and left China shortly after Huawei Chief Financial Officer Meng Wanzhou flew out of Canada Friday after reaching an agreement with U.S. prosecutors ending her extradition hearing. Meng arrived in China on Saturday. She waved to supporters at the airport in Shenzhen, her hometown. A crowd of well-wishers chanted patriotic slogans and held aloft red banners to welcome her return. Meng was arrested in December of 2018 in Vancouver after a New York court issued an arrest warrant saying she had tried to cover up attempts by Huawei-linked companies to sell equipment to Iran in breach of U.S. sanctions. German candidates spent the day making last-minute appeals to see who will succeed Angela Merkel after 16 years in power. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Merkel's party is scrambling to beat its centre-left rivals, as recent polls suggest a tight race to the finish. Merkel's centre union bloc is expected to trail slightly behind the Social Democrats, with the Green Party eyeing at least a share of the power. About 60.4 million people are eligible to go to the polls and elect the new parliament, who will in turn elect a head of government. I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Amid an outcry over U.S. treatment of Haitian asylum seekers, the country's embattled prime minister said Saturday that inequalities and conflict drive migration. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
In a recorded speech to the United Nations General Assembly through a translator, Ariel Henry says the situation at the U.S. border is a reminder that people, especially parents with children, are always going to flee poverty and conflicts for a better life.
Migration will continue as long as our planet has both wealthy areas, whilst most of the population, of the world's population indeed, lives in poverty.
He also brought up the photos of border agents in Texas on horses.
Images of the way many of my compatriots have been handled at the border between Mexico and the United States have shocked many people.
President Biden says it's being investigated. Meanwhile, the migrant encampment under the Del Rio Bridge has been cleared. The U.S. is continuing to fly some Haitians home and allow others to remain for asylum hearings. Julie Walker, New York.
The Taliban hanged a dead body from a crane in the main square of Herat City in western Afghanistan Saturday in a gruesome display that signaled a return to some of the Taliban's methods of the past. A witness told the Associated Press that four bodies were brought to the main square. One of them was hanged from the crane, while the other three were moved to other parts of the city for public display. He said the Taliban announced in the square that the four had been caught taking part in a kidnapping and were killed by police. Since the Taliban overran Kabul on August 15th and seized control of the country, Afghans and the world have been watching to see whether they will recreate their harsh rule of the late 1990s. Police in Mogadishu said a suicide car bomb killed at least eight people near the Somali presidential palace. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, the toll is expected to go higher.
Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab said it was behind the attack, which targeted a convoy going into the palace. Police told reporters at the scene of the blast that casualties could be higher, since some of the dead and wounded had been taken away by their relatives. Government spokesman said that among those killed was Hibak Abukar, an advisor of Women's and Human Rights Affairs in Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Rubel's office. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow the government and impose its own strict interpretation of Islamic law. The group frequently carries out such bombings.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote.